kind of reflect a little bit on the season?
I'm not reflecting on the season today.
Was it the not taking advantage of the turnovers early? You had a chance to maybe put them on their back?
Take advantage of turnovers. We had 80 yards ahead of us after the turnovers. I mean, it wasn't like we're getting them at a plus 20 yard line. You know, that game had everything to do with missed opportunities on defense. Probably 3 drop picks that all take points off the board. 2 failed fourth downs. You know, I mean, that's it. I mean, when you face a team like that, you have to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. You got to be able to get off the field on the third downs and the fourth downs. We were awful on third and fourth down. We dropped chances to make interceptions. That had nothing to do with capitalizing on turnovers. I mean, that wasn't it. I mean, the one turnover that it would have been nice to have capitalized on was the sack force fumble that should have been a touchdown, because every other time in this league they let that play go and they don't blow the whistle. We were a victim of that last week with them continuing plays. And for some reason in this game, they decided to blow the whistle when that would have been 7 points in this. And I think that's those kind of missed opportunities are more the where this game went, not on offense.
So you don't necessarily just look at this as a great offense and a great quarterback doing what they do. You look at what you guys didn't do, and what do you specifically do you think you didn't do?
Didn't I just cover that?
Well, pressure on the quarterback or areas
we didn't. No, I'll repeat it. We missed opportunities to make interceptions. We failed on third and fourth downs. And had we tackled poorly, too. Give up 28 points in the second half, whatever it was, more than that, right?
I got a specific question about the right now. The second drive in the second half, they had a long third down. Lewis made a tackle right near where. Was there any thought there about maybe challenging that? Did you get any intelligence maybe challenging that?
We didn't have a replay by the time. They just waved it first down and moved on. So, you know, I mean, they obviously, the officials didn't think it was close enough. Again, when you're in the middle, when you're on the sideline, you have better landmarks to be able to overcome something like that. That was one we talked about, but, again, that was so quick. We would have been flying blind to do it. We had no replay. Officials just signaled first down and went.
When you guys had defensive problems last week against Green Bay, you guys had guys coming back from injury this week and maybe thought, what has happened to the defense, you think, the last few weeks of the season?
We failed to make interceptions. And we failed on third and fourth downs.
Not any particular area of the defense?
Third and fourth downs, and we failed to catch the interceptions that we made, and we tackled poorly in this game.
Did you think you'd be able to get more pressure on Breeze or not?
You know, I think that they do a lot of things to take pressure away. I thought we were getting good inside pressure, forcing some errant throws. We did not take advantage of the errant throws that we made. The officials took the approach of letting it play. I mean, there weren't going to be any holding penalties in this game, and I think that showed with the protection that they were able to keep.
The touchdown pass to the tight end, it looked like nobody saw him immediately. They did not react quickly enough on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't
react. I mean, we certainly didn't design it that way.
Is this as tough an environment to get a playoff taste as you could possibly have?
No, we didn't consider it a playoff taste. We had an opportunity, same as everybody else. We didn't take advantage of the opportunity today.
Anything else? You say poor tackle. You talked about poor tackling. How much is bad play on the defense part, and how much is the Saints are a good team?
Oh, well, there's no question they're a good team. I mean, they're 13-3, and scoring 41 points a game at home, undefeated at home. I mean, there's no question they're a good team. But when you face a team like that, you can't give them second opportunities. If the quarterback throws the ball to you, you got to intercept it. You can't give them another opportunity and score a touchdown a play later or two plays later, kick a field goal play later. I mean, that's the situations. I mean, this is obviously a high-powered offense, and you need to take advantage of every opportunity that you get. You know, a couple times in the first half we were able to do that. We knew we were going to give up yards. We needed to stop drives. We were stopping drives. But, you know, too many other times we didn't take advantage of the opportunity that we were presented with. And, you know, that's exactly what happened today.
The way your offense hung in there for quite a while, going back and forth for a while until things got a little out of hand at the end, is that obviously encouraging?
No, it's not encouraging. It's what we are on offense. We know we can score. We have playmakers. You know, obviously, you know, running the ball wasn't going to be a big part of this game plan. But I thought Matt was very sharp while we were in the game and had the lead. Obviously, when we were behind three scores in the fourth quarter and things like that, you're going to have some throws that you have to take chances on. But our offense is you know, has the ability to score, and we expect that from them.
Is this a game you can really use to as a teaching moment or as a teaching game to show a lot of difference? I mean, just the reaction of the Saints' reaction of yours.
Reaction? What are you talking about, reaction?
As far as making plays in the fourth quarter and, you know, when it came down to it.
You don't learn that. Catch the ball.